This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:45, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. If you've just joined us, time for the Israel Report this morning, brought to you by Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Lots of things I wanted to chat to you about. I want to start with this whole United Nations story, because I went on yet another rant this morning. I'm quite rantish, and said that I don't understand why Israel is still part of this United Nations. Just leave. Let them rant. Let them do their own thing. Why give them legitimacy? But before we even get there, tell us what the latest story is.
So good morning, Howard. And you're right to, very much to rant. This is one of the most despicable and disgusting things done by the UN. What they did is they have different blacklists. They've already put us on the blacklist of armies that that abuse the rights of minors during war because of the terrorist children that Hamas recruited and then got killed because we were defending ourselves. So Israel is responsible. Now what they've done is even worse. As opposed to the clear documentation that Israel presented to the world and is freely available of the sexual violence used by Hamas during the October 7 massacre, what the UN Secretary General did is to list Israel as a country that uses sexual violence during war. Now, this is just a disgraceful lie. It is trying to create that UN moral equivalency. Well, Hamas are evil, but Israel is also evil. No, Israel isn't evil. Israel doesn't use sexual violence. And what the UN is doing is just singling out the Jews for differential and, yes, using Nazi terminology, special treatment, because that's what this Guterres is doing. He's just one of these unbelievable Jew haters that feeds on the whole UN mechanism. Mm. And there, unfortunately, I cannot but support your call, not only to leave the UN, which is a big step, but let's start with something smaller. In Israel, there are 21 different UN organizations that are operating. Mm. 21. Mm. What are they doing here? You have an organization that sits in Jerusalem called the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Aid. I mean, it sounds so good. But this is the UN body that is central to spreading the blood libels against Israel all around the world. This is the organization that's pushing the narrative of the violent settlers. This is the organization that UN watched the Hamas statistics for the people killed in Gaza. This is the organization that takes every event. Just to give an example, the Israeli government put out a report yesterday on the UN bias and how it works. OCHA, this organization for the Court of Humanitarian Aid, still has on its website that on the 17th of October 2023, Israel bombed the Al Ahli hospital in Gaza, killing 471 people. Now, the world knows that this is a lie. 100%. Mm. Everybody knows that. But for OCHA, it's still there as part of their reporting. Israel has to start, before we pull out of the UN, just by realizing our own sovereignty and closing every single one of these UN organizations in Israel. Throw them out. They are just cancerous growths that actually all they do is detract. You have UNICEF, the UN children's organization. So nice, so sweet, obviously. Who doesn't want to protect the children? But for UNICEF, there's no difference between operating the gas chambers in Auschwitz and prosecuting Palestinian miners who murdered Jews. That's their moral equivalency. These organizations have fundamentally lost their moral basis to operate, certainly to be present in Israel. And it's time that we took a much more aggressive approach to these organizations and to simply close them down and throw them out.
What do you think of the decision to have no contact with the office of Guterres? Is that valuable or just a symbolic knee-jerk reaction?
So whilst I certainly do have to compliment Prime Minister Netanyahu and Foreign Minister Gideon Saar for making that decision, I fear that it's just too little. Hmm. The problem isn't only with Guterres. The problem is with the whole mechanism. The problem is with the whole entire UN that still has an entire department dedicated to promoting the creation of a Palestinian state at the expense of Israel. The Palestinian state goes from the river to the sea, as they clearly state. And that's what the UN is pushing. It isn't only Guterres. He is particularly despicable. But it's much wider than that.
What is his story? Has he slowly declined, descended into this, into becoming this? Was he always this, but just with a better veneer? Who is he really?
He is simply adopting the thought process that is so prevalent and guides the UN. Most of the countries in the UN are anti-Israel countries, are Islamic countries that vehemently push for the destruction of the state of Israel. That's who we're talking about. And so really, he's just reflecting what all of these countries that are members of the UN are saying anyway. It's not that he's the odd man out. Mm. It's not that he's the one person who's standing up and saying, well, you know what, just I hate the Jews. No, it's not true. It's the entire organization, and he is feeding on what he perceives to be in international public opinion.
So what is the disadvantage of Israel completely cutting ties with the United Nations?
So I believe that the disadvantages are zero. There are countries
I didn't think that was going to be your answer, actually.
Yeah, I honestly see no value whatsoever in being part of the UN. I often compare it to battered wife syndrome, because that's exactly what it is. Every morning we know that when we wake up, we are going to walk into that building, we are going to get bashed, we are going to get beaten. We go to sleep and we come back for more in the morning. One day they will kill us. And that is why we need to leave, and we need to leave now. We gain nothing from the UN. It doesn't give us legitimacy. It certainly doesn't give us support. It is part of that integral mechanism of spreading the blood libels around the world in every language. And the reports that OCHA sits and writes in Jerusalem are then translated as part of the UN mechanism to all of the different languages. This is a disaster. The UN is fundamentally corrupt. It's lost its way. And in the same way as the League of Nations was disbanded for complete failure, so the UN should also be disbanded.
I mean, even if you look at the agreements, the peace that eventually kind of came to Gaza, it certainly had nothing to do with the United Nations. It has everything to do with the United States, rather. So in fact, there's been very, very little real benefit.
Without question, if you just look at, I wrote a paper, I think, almost a year ago, looking at the decisions of the UN Security Council. This is meant to be the beacon of morality, of moving forward, pretending to really be the guardians of world peace. Okay, so you have a terrorist organization that carried out a massacre, massacred 1,200 people, raped, murdered, tortured. Obviously, that organization should be designated as by the UN Security Council as a terrorist organization. And yet Hamas isn't designated. Hezbollah isn't designated. So what are these people doing? They're looking on and watching and thinking, what? That it's okay for these terrorist organizations to murder Jews? They have entirely lost their direction. And they play, not only do they not play any positive role in promoting peace in the Middle East, they are an integral part of fomenting the war in the Middle East, fomenting and promoting and emboldening
of course, there's no
terrorist
doubt.
Rejectionism
there is no doubt.
Of Israel.
The fact that that Hamas and many Palestinians, the Palestinian Authority, has never been held accountable is exactly what allows them to continue and even strengthen. So there's absolutely no doubt about that. I want to move on to other topics as well this morning. Tell us about the appointment of the head of the Mossad.
So that's really much more of an internal position. We have a major general in the IDF who's now the military attaché for the Prime Minister, Major General Roman Goffman, one of these people who I had really the great opportunity to work with, one of these people who are truly creative, truly innovative, and really the type of people who you want to see at the top of the Israel security organizations. And yet the Attorney General in Israel, who really is completely hostile to the government on every decision that they make, is trying to prevent him from being appointed in every way. This is a saga that's been going on now for almost 2 months. And the Attorney General is basically throwing mud at every single other organization and saying, well, they're incompetent, he's a liar. And unfortunately, it's exposing exactly what the agenda of the Attorney General is, rather than considering Israel's best interests, because the appointment of Roman Goffman as the head of the Mossad will really push us into the next generation of Mossad operations because of who he is, because of what he is. And unfortunately, the Attorney General, eventually, I hope the Supreme Court will reject her position and approve the appointment.
Yeah.
But it's a disaster until then.
What is her agenda?
So her agenda is to object to anyone that is being appointed to any senior position by Prime Minister Netanyahu. They objected to the appointment of the head of the police. They objected to the appointment of the head of the prison service. They objected to the point of the civil service commissioner. They objected to the appointment of the head of the Shabak. They have their own agenda, and when they see that people who don't bow and kowtow to their agenda are being appointed, so they feel that they are losing their grip on and stranglehold on Israel and on decision making, and unfortunately this has been going on for far too long, and they've seen themselves emboldened time after time, and now even after the previous objections that have been raised have all been rejected. The head of the prison service was appointed despite her objection. The head of the police the same. The head of the Shabak the same. And unfortunately, there is no learning curve there whatsoever. Everything is a battle against the government and for no reason.
What a terrible, terrible situation, and so horribly unnecessary to place Israel in this position. Is there any way to hold her accountable?
Well, so unfortunately, the government has been completely impotent in getting rid of her. She's meant to be the legal advisor to the government, but she's not advising the government. She's acting against the government. And so in any normal country, she would have been sacked and replaced. And the government did make that decision, but then it was overturned by the Supreme Court. They look after her, she looks after them. And so we seem to be stuck in this situation where the government is incapable of firing her and completing the process. And we just seem to be stuck with her.
Terrible. That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always. Great to chat to you and have these types of conversations. That was the Israel Report, and that was Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch talking to us from Israel.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.